Our hero this week is Glenn Greenwald. He's somebody I've mentioned several times on the Solari Report. He's now a journalist. He's originally a constitutional and civil rights litigator. Very, very intelligent, very grounded. And he's been a columnist for the U.S. edition of The Guardian since last year. He's a very popular blogger. He's been a blogger for quite some time and was a columnist at The Salon and an occasional contributor to The Guardian before he joined full-time. He's the one who coined one of my favorite terms, the one-way mirror. That is, they can see everything we do. We can't even see who they are. And I think Mr. Global's power is entirely dependent on a one-way mirror. And that's why I think two-way transparency is so important to positive change. Glenn was chosen as our hero this week because of his handling on Meet the Press. David Gregory interviewed him on Meet the Press, and I have to tell you, it was one of the slimiest things I have ever seen in my life. The short excerpt is up on the blog. Gregory tried to intimidate Greenwald with the threat of criminal prosecution for being involved as a journalist on the Snowden story. It was, you know, every time I think the corporate media cannot possibly be more sleazy than I have seen them be, it was one of the sleaziest acts I've ever seen. Greenwald handled it like a champion. It was the headline should be sleaze meets quality, quality wins. He wasn't intimidated, and he handled it with the intelligence and the ability of a well-trained litigator, and basically sliced Gregory as he deserved to be. One of the reasons it sort of got to me as much as it did is I watched for many years on my litigation lawyer after lawyer terrorized by attorneys who were so corrupt and so criminal. And they would constantly wave this threat of, you know, we're going to prosecute you if you defend this person. I saw it happen many times. We had one attorney who was the general counsel of the HUD Inspector General, and she used to intimate these things. We caught her falsifying evidence. I'm going to be talking about it in a Solari report. We put the evidence up. In fact, it's up online. We handed the evidence of her effort to falsify evidence in a manner which is clearly against the law. We turned it into the courts, and she was rewarded by, after failing to frame me, she had to leave the HUD IG's office, or she left the HUD IG's office and went to work as the staff to the ethics committee at the D.C. Bar, which says everything there is to say about the D.C. Bar in Washington. But I've seen this trick used against lawyers and journalists. There's nothing sleazier, and it's been very effective in many cases. It certainly wasn't effective with Greenwald, and bravo for him. Take a look at it. It'll do your heart good. One of the things that's come out of this focus on the Snowden story and the NSA is it's starting to dawn on many Americans what's been going on for decades. I mean, certainly my experience in 1998 and onward with very, very invasive surveillance of me and the people helping me of the entire situation on our litigation, I got a real education. I call it my enemy of the state period. If you've ever watched the movie Enemy of the State, it will give you a sense of what the technology is like. Another movie we've recommended on Let's Go to the Movie is The Listening. Go back and check that up. Italian film. And of course, there's my article, The Data Beast. But a lot of these stories coming out at this time, it's finally dawning on many people the extraordinary access to information that these technologies at the NSA, the Echelon System Artificial Intelligence, is giving. One of the things I keep sort of harping on the Solari Report, and I want to keep talking about it in the hopes that it can give you a good feeling, is the extent to which these extraordinary databases from the federal government and from NSA, financed all with taxpayers' money, are literally being sucked into machinery that are then used to trade on inside information. These are systems which are used to win at the game of economic warfare. Don't be surprised if they're used in very granular ways to exercise, you know, to push the price of precious metals down at this point in time. It's quite extraordinary how they work. A commentary from William Blum talking about how Echelon was used in several instances of economic warfare will be up on the blog by tomorrow. One of the one of the things that's come out as we've had this conversation is reports of Rolling Stone reporter Michael Hastings' death. Numerous questions. It's inconceivable to me that his death was natural. I'm assuming he was assassinated. But what's interesting is it's becoming much more feasible and understandable for people to appreciate the extraordinary force and violence in the system and the extent to which the intelligence agencies, and many of them, are operating very aggressively throughout the United States. If you haven't, take a look at my article, The Data Beast. I think it will help.